for Tony. Wherever the Roman conquers, there he dwells. Seneca. Chapter 1. Home Posting. It appears that you are behind on your drill, Surgeon Corvus. The camp optio bent to wave a records tablet in front of Postumus's nose in the dusty surgeon's quarters next to the fortress hospital. A bugler on the mud and stone rampart sounded change of sentries, and a smell of burning cereal drifted lightly on the wind from numerous cook fires. The Roman fort at Palmyra on the emperor's service in Syria made ready for the morning. "I've been sewing up the results of yesterday's outing," Postumus protested. "If you mean the one who got rolled on by his horse and the one who stabbed himself with his own pilum, they seem to be alive at the moment." The optio's stance indicated he had no intention of moving until some agreement was made. He had records to keep, and the medical officers were always trouble. Surgeons held rank equivalent to a centurion and were supposed to earn it with regular weapons drill and marches. They generally considered evading that an ongoing sport. "Tribune Balbinus is taking a patrol out this morning. You can catch up by going along. It's a lovely day."
"Won't that be nice?" Postumus muttered, but he got up and collected his armour and let the optio tut at him because it needed polishing. He shrugged on his tunic and harness skirt and then the segmented plates of his lorica, fiddling with his scarf until it kept the plates from rubbing his chest. He fastened his greaves, inspected his helmet for scorpions, and jammed it on his head. He picked up his sword and shield, a long, flat oval bearing the wave insignia of the Ulpia Dacorum, and glared back at the optio. One of the few privileges of the medical corps was not having to wear armour except on the march or on parade. Tribune Balbinus was mounted and waiting at the Dexter Gate with...